To Latin America, where President Bush is on the fourth leg of a five-country tour to, as he says, show he cares. But one outspoken leader, Hugo Chavez of Venezuela, has mocked and baited President Bush throughout the trip, a rousing twist to what are usually staid diplomatic meetings. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports from Bogota, Colombia.
President Bush has been to Brazil, Uruguay, and Colombia, signing agreements with his counterparts, sharing meals, and pledging that he's not forgotten about Latin America since September 11th. But at least one leader isn't buying it. That was President Hugo Chavez of Venezuela speaking in Bolivia and telling a crowd of adoring supporters that Bush's free market policies have brought despair and poverty, and that the American president should leave now. Chavez's socialist government says the populist leader is not tailing Bush, that the former paratrooper's trip was all planned well in advance. But while Bush was in Uruguay, Chavez was across the river in neighboring Argentina, leading 20,000 anti-Bush protesters in a rally at a soccer stadium. And when Bush was in Colombia, Chavez was also in the Andes, railing against the Republican in Bolivia. Today, Chavez is in Nicaragua. Bush is in another Central American country, Guatemala. Michael Shifter is a policy analyst at the Inter-American Dialogue in Washington.
Chavez is taking advantage of Bush's weak political position. And Chavez has enormous resources. He's got the bit in his teeth. He's feeling very, very confident. And he understands that Bush is at a moment where he's on the defensive.
Bush's popularity ratings in Latin America are, to be sure, low. The war in Iraq, allegations of American torture, even his government's response to Katrina have all cost him here. Protesters didn't let Bush forget it either. Bush has refused to refer to Chavez by name and tried to stress the issues of the day.
The reason I do is because it's very important for the people of South America and Central America to know that the United States cares deeply about the human condition. And that much of our aid is aimed at helping people realize their God-given potential.
Chavez claims the Bush administration hatched a failed coup against him in 2002, a charge the U.S. denies. In Bolivia, he went so far as to say the United States is plotting assassinations and coups across the region. He repeated the theme in Nicaragua.
El Imperio Norteamericano es el...
The American Empire is the firefighter of the conflagration with their well-known divisive anti-revolutionary policy, reactionary policy, and with their agents infiltrating among all these countries.
Trying to upstage Bush, Chavez pledged $15 million in aid to help Bolivia deal with disastrous floods. The U.S. has given $1 million. Such words and gestures mesmerize Chavez's leftist followers. But they've done little to help him with most Latin Americans. A region-wide poll by Chile's Latino Barometro polling firm recently showed that outside of Venezuela, Chavez is as unpopular as the man he loves to bash. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Bogota, Colombia.